Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Robert Cray bringing us back, one of my favorite blues men. Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. Everything is free there except for the book. We ask you to pay for that, but check it out. They've got some special deals there that will help you. Dave Anderson's here. Dave's our good friend, longtime 11-year member of our Brain Trust, and the author of all the important books that you need to have. His new book is called It's Not Rocket Science, which is all about execution, which is what we're talking about. Dave, you're giving us some critical points, some critical strategies
right.
for executing, and talk to us some more about that.
Well, first, again, you focus on what are your ultimate few, your one, two, or three goals that are the most essential that you're going to give disproportionate energy to. Before you do that, you don't know what to do daily. After you determine that, then you go on to, okay, now what do I need to do daily to move towards that? And really, Jim, in business, you got two types of measures, lag measures and lead measures.
Yeah.
Lag measures are the outcomes. Lead measures create the outcomes. Well, most of us, we spend all of our time talking about lag measures, measuring ourselves by lag measures, paying people on lag measures. But if the lead measures create the lag measures, you better be spending more time figuring out what those things
are. So remind us now, lag measures...
Those are the outcomes. They call them lag because they show up last. It's
right.
the numbers. It could
right.
be your number of sales and
right.
so forth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the lead measures, true to their name, create the lag measures. And so we're so focused to focus on the outcomes, okay? The outcome, how many do
right.
we need to sell?
Right.
How much gross profit do we need to accelerate and accumulate?
But you got to go back and find the headwater of that goal. And start taking that those few early steps apart and building toward that, don't you?
Well, you do, Jim. And every employee in every position has a handful, not 40, not 14. They have three or four
right.
key things that if you know and I know, and they will execute these things every single day with excellence and with consistency,
mm-hmm.
that'll move them toward the goal. In my company, we call them the Big Four. And I travel a lot, Jim. I speak 120
mm-hmm.
days a year. And at the end of each day, I have a small business like most all of your listeners. And at the end of each day, I get a summary from each of my people on how well they did with their Big Four. Those are the key lead measures that they are responsible for executing every single day. And over the last 2.5 years, we've used this process. And, Jim, we've doubled in size the last 2 years with the same number of employees.
Wow.
Same number of employees. We've doubled the last 2 years, not because we're that smart, but because we are that
You're
focused
it,
on what
yeah.
everybody needs to do daily.
What's an example of a lead measure?
A lead measure in a sales department, for instance, would be, I need to make X number of customer contacts by the phone, not voicemail,
mm-hmm.
not email messages, but actually speak to X number of customers that are
right.
currently doing business with us every day. Okay, another lead measure would be, I would need to make contact with two prospective customers every single day to tell them about our product or to give them a demonstration
right.
and so forth, okay? And so those might be, retaining the customers we have,
mm-hmm.
getting new customers. Those,
mm-hmm.
those might be simple examples. Another one of their lead measures is I will take 20 minutes of virtual training every day to learn more about my product and more about my position. We have a virtual training platform, so they're required to go through some of our own training so they know more about what we're selling. And so, for instance, my public workshop director, who sells seats to my public workshops,
mm-hmm.
he would be making those three contacts for current customers, telling
mm-hmm.
them what workshops are coming up.
These are expectations for him.
Yes, and he has a focus every day when he goes in.
Mm-hmm.
There may be 100 things that commit him that day, but he knows he's responsible
right.
for these big three or these big four. And then he's got to make the two contacts to prospective customers.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to go through the training himself. And then there will be one other big four item that might vary from time to time. And, Jim, by ferociously managing the right activities in each position every day, we've doubled in size the last 2 years with the same number of people.
Mm-hmm.
Most companies don't need more overhead. They don't need more headcount to
focus.
Improve their business. They need more effective
need more efficiency,
yes.
more focus, and more execution.
And that's what the book lays out. You know, I go over four simple strategies for mastering the art of execution. All starts with knowing what are your ultimate few, and then what does that mean to everybody on your team every day, and then you got to hold them accountable every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the thing. Most people are held accountable once a month. What my people do, the beginning of each morning, my general manager will hold a meeting, and we have a big scoreboard,
mm-hmm.
and people will put their results, not the sales. We don't put the outcomes up there
right,
every day.
Right, right,
right. They will put the lead measures, how well they did in those areas.
And then ultimately, you have to reconcile that with outcome.
Yes.
Ultimately, as some reasonable, you determine whatever a typical lead time is for a sale.
Yep.
If you're selling socks, that's 5 seconds. If you're selling battleships, it might take 5 years.
That's right.
So depending on your industry and what your company is and how your customers behave, you've got a lead time or whatever you're trying to accomplish. There's a reasonable expectation for when that should happen. Reconcile your lead with your lag.
Exactly. That's exactly what you do. And you never take your eyes off the lag measure because, you know, that's ultimately...
Well, that's the holy grail.
It is. But we're focusing daily on those lead measures, and people are held accountable. And if they hit the numbers, they get to pick a green
mm-hmm.
marker, and they put it up on the scoreboard. Everybody claps.
Mm-hmm.
If they missed it, they have
and
to...
And they're also the paid well.
They pay very well.
Because you've doubled the business without adding payroll.
And they're happy. They're not leaving. They work 39 hours a week, and they're out of there. There's no hour. See, I don't believe in working people to death. I want to work people smart while they're there so they have a life.
Mm-hmm.
And now when they come back, they're even more focused and more effective. That's our philosophy. I tell them during the interview, if you're not good enough to get the job done in 39 hours a week, you can't work here. And
LearnToLead.com, right?
It is. Yes,
LearnToLead.com.
LearnToLead.com.
When's the new book coming out?
It is going to be out October 5th. It's already available at Amazon and in Barnes & Noble.
And I'm going to get my copy real soon, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with... We'll come back. I want to talk about you and me, CEOs. I want to talk about what you and I need to do. Get Dave to help us what we need to do to execute. I've got some questions for him about that.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.